The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Hello and welcome to The Big Story, where we'll discuss the top news of today and explain why it matters. I'm Kimberly Jiao, coming to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. The Manpower Ministry's labour report was released, and despite the tough economic headwinds, employment rates and wages are still up, albeit just by a little bit. This year's wage increase of 2.2% is lower than last year's growth of 4.4%. Median monthly income for those working full-time is $4,563, up from $4,437 the year before. The employment rate for those aged between 25 and 64 inched up to 80.8%. It was 80.3% in 2018. Amongst those aged 65 and above, the employment rate performed better. It rose to 27.6%, up from 26.8% last year. With us to help us make sense of these numbers is journalist Sue Ann Tan. Hi, Sue Ann.
Hi.
Could you break down these many numbers for us?
I think the first thing to note is that the survey was taken from June last year to June this year. And that's the period that we saw the US-China trade war really escalate. And that's also when we had the fears of a technical recession, because our GDP growth numbers were quite low. So amid all these economic uncertainties, we actually saw the employment rate edge up slightly, which shows that some companies are still growing. And the growth has happened in some sectors that are less affected by the trade war, which means they are less externally oriented sectors. The top five sectors that saw the highest employment growth in this period are community, social and personal services, infocom services, professional services, financial and insurance services, and then the F&B sector. So as we can see, these are like not really the manufacturing or the retail and wholesale trade. And while some jobs may be affected by the economic slowdown, some companies have also told us that they are still expanding, which means they're going overseas and they're still hiring workers. So that might be some of the reasons for the employment rate still edging up slightly.
I see.
But in terms of wage growth, we see that it has slowed. And I think economists have said this is definitely the dampening effect of the trade war. So companies are holding back.
I see. So, you know, when we're talking about employment, right, how is it that the rate of increase is sort of higher for those aged 65 and above?
So we do see that companies have been starting to increase their measures to accommodate older workers. And this is especially after the National Day rally announcements that we are raising the employment, the retirement and the re-employment ages. So I think because of this, the companies are preparing for this aging workforce. And so they have measures like more flexible work arrangements, more adjustments to the work environment, and even things like shifting around the physical environment so that these older workers can continue to stay in the workforce.
Ah, I see. So it's making it more accommodating for the workforce.
So it's allowing them to work longer.
I see. So what would you say is the outlook going forward?
I think analysts have said that the outlook for the labour market anyway is that the conditions will still remain soft, because a lot of it depends on business and consumer confidence and whether that increases, and that is still dependent on the trade and geopolitical conditions. As we know, the US-China trade war is still not over, and even though there are signs of negotiations, but anything could change. And so they will have to look at those things in order to see how the employment rate will edge up perhaps a little bit more in the next few quarters.
Oh, okay. So we'll see whether things stabilise or they don't, and then they'll decide.
Yes, it's still left open.
I see. Well, thanks so much for coming on
Thanks.
To share more with us. And if you'd like more of these, of this article and full numbers, it is available on StraitsTimes.com. For more news and videos, do head on to our website at StraitsTimes.com. Once again, I'm Kimberly Jiao. Join us tomorrow for more of The Big Story.